in to talk about the upcoming and exciting 48-hour film festival. It's Shannon Hoechlin and Van Hansen, spelled with an O.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So this is what, year four of the 48-hour film festival?
This is year four, running, going strong.
How did this all begin?
Basically, we just wanted, I just wanted to make some films in Sitka. And I have, you know, a group of friends, a crew, and I just started it. And, you know, it's just been running from there, basically.
Yeah. And the Sitka Film Society is the kind of umbrella organization?
Yeah, well, Van came to me to ask if the Film Society wanted to sponsor the event. And I'd never heard of anything like this. I guess these types of film festivals are done, you know, at least in another place where, you know, you're given a challenge to complete a film in a certain amount of time. But Van and his friend Jim, who both are film students or were film students, they came to me with this idea. And the Film Society's never done anything on a creative level, so we were super interested in being the sponsor. And
yeah.
But they really take care of everything. You know, they make the posters.
So you're
Van now just makes the posters. He comes
up
with...
She's being modest.
She's more than a figurehead. Is that what you're saying?
She does a lot. I mean, basically, there's not much film in Sitka. And so we created our own outlet for anyone to make films with us.
So if I didn't have any idea what we were talking about right now, how would you explain what a 48-hour film festival is?
It's pretty simple. It's a contest for filmmakers, and you get 2 days to make a film. So you sign up, and you get we'll have a prompt each year. We mix it up. We have new prompts to give the filmmakers, and we give you the prompt, and then, you know, time starts, and you get 48 hours.
A prompt meaning like a subject?
A clue, a rule.
A guidance for your, you know, film.
Something to have fun with, something to shape your film.
Exactly. And 2 days later, you turn it back in, and then we have a community showing at the downtown Coliseum, and that's what it's about, is, you know, creating films and showing them, sharing them.
Now, a lot of us with cameras don't consider ourselves filmmakers, so are we out of luck, or is this for everybody?
This is for everybody. You know, you have to be a filmmaker. So you have to be able to produce a film, or at least have the passion to want to figure out how to do that. So it is for any level of filmmaker. But you do have to put something together in 48 hours.
So you're talking editing and dubbing.
And
everything.
You know, I've seen people with point and shoots show up, and they kind of do a pre-edit. So they will shoot, they will basically storyboard their film to the level of detail that very little other editing is needed once they're done with it. So even though they didn't know how to use like an editing program, they were still able to put together a film using a point and shoot. So they just film their show in sequence. And
in camera editing, basically, that's old school, you know.
But you can do it. Like, if you have a point and shoot with a video feature, which most point and shoots have right now, you can actually make a film. And if you don't know how to transfer it into onto a jump drive, then that's something we can help you with. We have our name and number on all the.
And do people come up with music and underneath their?
Yeah.
Everything, every aspect of filmmaking. You know, the 48 hours isn't much time, but that's the fun of it. You'd be surprised how much you can put into a film in that amount of time. And you'll be surprised.
Speaking of time, what's kind of your time constraints or on a film? 12 minutes?
Your time constraints, we say 5 to 7 minutes. We don't want to be watching 20-minute films because we don't have the theater for very long. But Van has, if people have trouble scheduling, Van has a pretty good formula for, you know, scheduling your screenwriting time, scheduling, you know, your shooting time, you know, being organized so people aren't standing around waiting for you to write your script.
Okay.
And then leaving enough time so you can edit the film and turn it in.
Yeah, I mean, basically what we're doing here promotes filmmaking in every aspect. It's going to promote all the elements of the filmmaking, the writing, Everything.
Cinematography. We expect people to kind of take a look at how they're shooting a film. We want the film to be a good quality, so we don't want, you know, we want people to understand how sound works and, you know, what kind of sound goes with your film, and for it to be, you know, not a bunch of, you know, shaky cameras and dark shooting. And but we don't really have to worry about that because everything we've gotten for the most part has been within those parameters. People have given us films that we could actually watch and enjoy.
Okay. So so you've had 4 years of films. Van, is there one like really like standout film that you thought was
That's tough to say. I'm always excited for the next year, I think, is my main thing. There have been great films, no doubt. But it's always fun to, that's what this is about. It's not necessarily about, you know, having a perfect piece of work, because that's not what you're going to get out of these. It's about the creative process and going through that and just having a great time with your crew. Yeah. And so I'm always looking forward to the next year, you know, mixing up the prompts. And this year it's going to be wild. It's going to be a lot different than the other years. We're really pushing the boundaries of everything. We're pushing all the elements. We're trying to really highlight them and have filmmakers really push themselves, basically. Yeah.
So now, if you wanted to take part in this, what's the drill as far as when does the 48 hours, you know, what's the process?
Tomorrow. 5 o'clock, 715A Sawmill Creek Road. I think I said that wrong. 713A. Yeah, I have my notes here.
Let me get. If you show up at 713, whether it's A or B, we'll find.
There will be a sign on the road, but let me get it correct here. It's 713A Sawmill Creek Road. Yes.
Okay. That's his dad's office.
Jamestown Bay or
Brian Hansen's.
Brian Hansen's
the law
attorney at
Brian
law.
Hansen, yes.
Okay, so if you have to show up sometime between
5 and 7
p.m.
And we'll sign you up, but we'll get you prompts, and then we'll get you on your way.
And if you can't make it for whatever reason, you know, you've got an event at 7 or whatever, just give us a call. Our number is, why don't you take Van's number?
My number is 738-1074. If you're interested in all at all, give me a call. Yeah.
Okay, and just a couple of quick questions. If someone wants to do this, but they've never done any editing or anything, is there like a simple editing program that a lot of people use that you can recommend? Yeah. Van, you're a filmmaker.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, basically, if you have a computer, your computer will usually come with a basic editing program. There are also free ones you can download that we can recommend. If you have the passion and the drive to get it done, you can get it done. There are free programs out there.
Last year we did offer like a beginner seminar.
But you're not this year.
Well, it's just
a little late.
It's a little late right now, but it wasn't super well attended, I think.
Oh, because
people either know what they're doing or they think they know what they're doing, and they're, you know, they take the festival and the light spirit in which it's intended, and, you know, their ideas. We're going to go out and have fun, and it always helps to get tips from people who know what they're doing, but we're fine with the level of filmmakers that have come in. But
you can be any level.
You pick up all the info on Friday from 5 to 7 at 713 Sawmill Creek Road.
That's it.
And then you bring your produced, ready-to-air version
2 days later. Same spot.
Okay, 713 Sawmill Creek Road. And what format do people need to bring it to you in?
A rewritable disc or a zip drive. And we will go over all that at the sign-ups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we're going to show the films on the 5th, on April 5th at 6 p.m. at the Coliseum Theater.
Okay. And so
it's going to be crazy.
A couple of weeks.
It's a couple
it's
weeks
gonna
away.
It's going to be wild.
Yeah. And there's some awards that you give out too, right?
Yeah, we usually honor the filmmaker's skills. I think last year we had cinematography, direction, screenwriting. We didn't award a best picture last year. I think it was a tie. It was like a 10-way tie.
It's all for the fun. It's all for getting your films on the silver screen.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right. Right here in Sitka.
Realizing your dreams.
That's right. So, Van, give us your phone number one more time, because I'm sure people are going to be
738-1074. Call me up.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks for coming in this morning. Van Hansen and Cheryl Hoagland or in
Shannon.
Shannon,
okay.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I can't read my own writing, and I should know that. Sorry about that. Anyway, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.